Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31st, and the text today is the text 12. So repeat please. King Va Yogena Sankhyana Nyasa Swadhyaya Yor Api King Va Shreyobhi Anyash Cha Na Yatratma Prado Hari Kinva Yogena Samkena Nyasa Swajaya Yorapi Kinva Shreyobhi Anyascha Nayatratma Prado Hari Vayogena Sankhena Nyasa Swajaya Yorapi Kimvasha Yobi Anyascha Nayatratma Pradohari Kimvayogena Sankhena Saswatyaya Yorapi Kingvasha Yobi Anyascha Nayatratma Pradohari Devotees. King, what's the use? Va or Yogena by mystic yoga practice. Sankhyana by the study of Sankhya philosophy. Nyasa by accepting sannyasa. Swajayayo. And by the study of Vedic literature. Api. Even. King. What's the use? Va. Or. Sheyobi. By auspicious activities. Anyai. Other. Cha. And. Na. Never. Yatra. Where. Atma Prada. Full satisfaction of self. Hari. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyasa, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, all these processes are useless. So repeat, please. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyasa, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement. But unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, all these processes are useless. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maja 24.109, it is said, Bhakti vina kevala jnani mukti nahi haya, Bhakti sadhana kariye prapta brahmalaya. Impersonalists do not take to devotional service, but take to other practices, such as the analytical study of the material elements, the discrimination between matter and spirit, and the mystic yoga system. These are beneficial only insofar as they are complementary to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore told Sanatana Goswami that without a touch of devotional service, jnana, yoga, and Sankhya philosophy cannot give one the desired result. The impersonalists wish to merge into the Supreme Brahman. However, merging into the Supreme Brahman also requires a touch of devotional service. The Absolute Truth is realized in three phases: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these require a touch of devotional service. Sometimes it is actually seen that these Mayavadis also chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, although their motive is to merge into the Brahman effulgence of the Absolute. The yogis also at times take to chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but their purpose is different from that of the bhaktas. In all processes, karma, jnana or yoga, bhakti is required. That is the purpose of this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Chimidanda Syaganandjala Shalakaya Chaksur Militam Janatas Mai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Staptam Jana Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamahan Sadatika Padantika Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Juta Padakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I'd like to ask the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas that are here, that I may be able to say something to please the devotees. And also I'd like to thank all of you, because without you, what's the use of Bhagavatam class? Although Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati told Srila Prabhupada that even if nobody comes, you preach to the walls. But with some people, some devotees, is better. It's more fun. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'd like to share with you some facts about the life of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he was the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, a great biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is considered the manifest Vyasadeva of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. He was born shortly after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the age of 20, he accepted formal initiation from Lord Nityananda. He was a disciple of Lord Nityananda. It was on Lord Nityananda's order that he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavata. So then, these are some few facts about his life. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 8:33, there is a little more of description. It's very short. I would like to share with you also. And the first verse begins like this: "Oh fools, just read Chaitanya Mangala. By reading this book, you can understand all glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is calling everybody fools. Just read Chaitanya Bhagavata. One may think, oh, this is not a good way of a saintly person to speak, fools, call everybody fools. But that is true, because everybody that is in this material world is a fool, because unless he is as in Krishna's mission. But everybody else is a fool, because we could be in the spiritual world without having to become old, diseased, die, and enjoy with Krishna. So it's not that he's offending, he's calling out, fools, just read Chaitanya Mangala. And in the purpose of Prabhupada says, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakura's Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata was originally entitled Sri Chaitanya Mangala. But when Srila Lokanath Das Thakura later wrote another book named Sri Chaitanya Mangala, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura changed the name of his own book. So he had already written a book and he gave a name to it. And then when Lachana Das Thakura wrote another book and put the same name, he changed the name of his book. That is called humility. which is now the form known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very elaborately described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has already informed us that in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has described whatever Vrindavana Das Thakura has not mentioned. This acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. A writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharyas. So that is the end of the purport of this verse. Next verse he says, as Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakura Vrindavana Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thakura Vrindavana Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Hearing this book, Thakura Vrindavana Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Hearing this book annihilates all misfortune. Srila Prabhupada says, by reading Sri Chaitanya Mangala, one can understand all the glories and truth of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. In Sri Chaitanya Mangala, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, Srila Vrindavana Das Thakura has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. In verse 38, if even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangala, he immediately becomes a great devotee. So then, I'm going to jump a little bit. The verse 41 that says, Narayana eternally eats the remnants of the food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavana Das Thakura was born of her womb. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains a little bit about Narayana. He says that in the text 43 of the Gaura Ganodesha Dipika, a book written by Kavi Karnapura, that describes all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who they previously were. There is the following statement regarding Narayana. So this book describes who the associates of Lord Chaitanya were in previous life. So then there is said that when Lord Krishna was a child, he was nursed by a woman named Ambika, who had a younger sister named Kilimbika. During the time of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, the same Kilimbika used to eat the remnants of food left by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Kilimbika was Narayani. So the mother of Vrindavana Das Thakura was associate of Lord Krishna already. Later on, when she grew up and married, Srila Vrindavana Das Thakura was born from her womb. A devotee of Lord Krishna is celebrated in terms of devotional service rendered to the Lord. Thus we know Srila Vrindavana Das Thakura as the son of Narayani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura notes in this connection that there is no reference to his paternal ancestry because there is no need to understand it. So many people say that we are Krishna consciousness is only for men, but here we see that his father is not mentioned because it's not so important, his father, his mother. because she got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are some few facts about the life of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. So now I'd like to make some comments in this verse from today. I read that again. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyasa, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these processes are useless. So in this Sanskrit there are two times, king. In the previous verse also two times, the verse that was from yesterday, there's two times king is mentioned. And this king is, what is the use? It's useless. What is useless? For example, let's say if we live near the yoga pit and we go to the Ganga to get water with a bucket that is full of holes. Then we go to the Ganga, fill it with water and begins to walk home. But when we get in yoga pit, there is no water at all. So this is useless. Now, there is no use doing it. It's a waste of time. In the same way, all these yoga practices, analytical study of matter, severe austerity, and even the acceptance of sannyasa is useless if one does not come to the point of Krishna. Why? Because let's say a person becomes very intelligent, very knowledgeable in the study of the matter. But what will happen? He'll become old and he'll die, and then he'll have to begin everything again. He'll have to get knowledge again. He'll have to begin from the zero again. So for that, it's useless. Because the only person that can give you liberation is Krishna. So if you will not come to the point of Krishna, everything that we do in this material world is zero. It's useless. Because it's like the getting water in the Ganges with a bucket full of holes. By the end, we won't have anything. So that is the first point that is made in this verse. So in the last sentence of this verse it says that all these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these processes are useless. So, and then here says, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have to come to this point of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what that means, to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm going to speak more about it by the end. Now, I'd like to speak something that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that the Mayavads, also they chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna sometimes. But the point is the motive. So then that is a warning for us that we have to be attentive what are our motives when we chant Hare Krishna. It's not only chant Hare Krishna. Of course, chant Hare Krishna is always beneficial. There's a verse that says, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradi trivena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. A person of broader intelligence whether he be full of all material desires, no material desires at all, or desire liberation. In any condition, he must, by all means, worship the personality of Godhead. So even if a person is full of material desires, there is no loss. But here Srila Prabhupada says that the impersonalists, they chant Hare Krishna sometimes, but their goal is to go to Brahman in person. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the Yejataman prapadanti tamstatava bhajamaham mamavartaman vartante manusya parta sarvasaha. As one surrenders unto me, I reward accordingly. So if someone chants Hare Krishna but wants to go to Brahman in Pessoal, Krishna, okay, that's your desire. So then I thought that this is a very important point that we should be careful, attentive. What are our motives when we chant Hare Krishna? So, and by the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the yogis also at times take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but their purpose is different from that of the bhaktas. In all processes, karma, jnana or yoga, bhakti is required. So then bhakti is very important. And what is bhakti? One translation of bhakti is love. No? There is a saying that says that love makes the world goes around. So love is very important. But also, there is no love without service. No? Nobody can say, oh, I love you, but when say, Prabhu, can you do it for me? And say, oh, no, I cannot. So, what kind of love is this? And also, we can see the mother or the parents, they love the child and then they serve. The wife loves the husband and she serves, and the husband loves the wife and she serves her. So, love means serves. So that Srila Prabhupada translated bhakti as devotional serves. And serves that we do in devotion for Krishna. And there are nine processes of devotional service. Shravana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smarana, Pada Sevana, Archana, Vandana, Dasya, Sakyan, Atmanivet. Everything begins with Shravana. So now we are practicing devotional service. We are practicing Shravana, Kirtana, and Smarana. Yeah. We are hearing and we are remembering Krishna. So I'm going to go back to that point of understanding Krishna. What it means to understand Krishna? And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita how we should understand him. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Jagatapasan Sarvaloka Mahesvaran Suridam Sarvadehinam Gyatva Man Shanti Richard. Gyata Man, Gyata means, comes from Jnana, knowledge. So, know me, Gyata Man, Krishna says, know me like this. Then a person, Shanti Richati, obtains peace. Real peace. So then Krishna explained how we should understand him, that he is Bhaktaram Jagatapasan, the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices. He is the supreme enjoyer, Bhaktaram Jagatapasan, Sarvaloka Mahesvaram, means the controller of all lokas, all planets. He is the supreme controller. And Suridam Sava Dehinam, that he is the real friend of everybody. A person that knows. So this is the way that we should know Krishna. But not only know, okay, I heard it, okay, I know. But we should have full faith, we should have realization. And like the cowherd boys, they had full realization about this, that Krishna is the Supreme. Because one time they were in the forest and playing, and then they saw on the road a big snake. And the snake was so huge that he said that the top of his mouth was touching the clouds. And from its mouth was coming a very bad smell of fish, dead fish, from the intestines of Agasura. So the cowherd boys, they saw it, and they knew that it was a demon, a big snake. And even though they walk and they enter the mouth of Agasura, who would do it here? I wouldn't. But they enter because they were sure that Krishna is going to protect us. They had completely realization and faith in Krishna. So this is the kind of faith that we have to acquire, come to this point. And Srila Prabhupada also had complete faith in Krishna. He went in the Agasura-like New York, that is smelly also, full of demons, and he went without money, and he was sick, but he had complete faith that Krishna is going to protect me. Everybody becomes amazed to see an old man sick, without money, and go to a different country, different language, different customs, because English was not his mother language. And he went there to talk about Krishna, to talk about the God. And as he said, "Oh, my dear Lord Krishna," when he was arriving in New York, he said, "I don't know why you brought me here, this horrible place, but you should have some thing for me to do here. If you know, you wouldn't bring me here." So this is the way that we should realize Krishna. Yeah? That he is the Suridam Savadehina. That he is the friend and well-wisher of everybody. So I would like to stop here now if is there any question, any comment. Oh, everybody understood. Ah, Ganagama Prabhu, please be merciful to unto me.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My question is, how can we make sure that Krishna is our friend? We are sometimes feeling very offensive, very inattentive to Krishna, and yet we want to take the shelter that Krishna is our friend and enjoy the budding relationship of service to Krishna. We're in a beginning relationship of Krishna, like a little flower. It starts with a bud, then it blooms. So we're waiting for this bloom in our Krishna consciousness when we're constantly thinking of Krishna and totally excited about our service to Krishna. But we're not feeling that all the time. So how can we accept that Krishna is our friend if we're not feeling so excited about that friendship?
It's like a small baby, a small child. Sometimes the child even urinates in the mother or father, but the father doesn't take it very seriously because they have love for the child. In the same way, in the eyes of Krishna, we are like child, a small child, and he doesn't take our offense too much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Prabhupada.